Hi, Blake.
Hi.
Hi, Blake. How are you?
Good, good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles pricing for your area. And it looks like you've been speaking here with Tara, my representative, and she's been going over the basics here of our program.
Yep.
So I'm taking a look at the notes that she did send over to me. However, Blake, do you have any questions regarding how this works or the placement that we do? Any questions that I could answer for you?
Yeah, my question is, like I told Tara, I'm in the process of working on a website. If I get a website up and going, do I call you guys or do I have to call somebody else to like put it on to if that makes sense?
Oh, yeah, no. Great question. Yeah, she did notate that you're working on your website. So once your website is completed, you just provide us the URL, the link to your website, which is your domain, right? And then what we do is we make sure that your website is anchored wherever we're listing your business. Because we want them to be able to click on website and see your website, right?
Right, right.
Do you know, when do you anticipate that being completed?
I'm kind of in the beginning stages of it, that's why.
Okay.
Okay. Really, I figure I just ask, for future moving ahead.
Okay, yeah, of course, yeah. You just, once it's completed, you just let us know, so that way we can ensure that it is attached where we're listing your business, okay?
Perfect.
So good job. I'm glad to hear you're working on that. Where did you purchase the domain from?
I think if I did it correctly, online.
On like GoDaddy, Google?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, Tara did mention that you've been in business for 2 years now. So she was requesting a new in business rate for you. And then it looks like, so the Mariscotta is your home base, right?
Yep.
But it looks like you go as far as Augusta, is that correct? Freeport?
I go as far as Augusta, yep, Augusta to Freeport. Like I told Sarah, I'm like, I'll go wherever somebody's willing to pay me, obviously.
Right.
Obviously. But realistically, where I usually travel to is Augusta, up to Augusta, as far down east as Ellsworth, and as far south as Freeport.
Okay, so we're talking, that's like about a 40 to 50 mile radius, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Roughly, yeah.
Okay. And of course, I mean, depending on the size of the job and what it pays, if it makes money, then it makes sense. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like if say somebody all the way up in Fort Fairfield called me for a demo job, I'd go up and do it.
Okay.
So like I said, but that's a, I'm not opposed to it. Like I said, obviously that has multiple factors that I would have to factor in. Travel, time, stay, and multiple factors in like that obviously make a job like that I do. I'm not saying I don't do it, but it's a rare occurrence. Does that make sense?
Right. No, definitely does. Definitely does. Now, so she did notate in here as well. I mean, you have help as needed. So you're basically is strictly junk removal and demo cleanup for concrete, right? That's your bread and butter.
Or junk removal, demolition, and cleanup, yard waste, any junk removal or any removal or demolition. Obviously,
okay.
Besides, like, medical and hazardous waste. Obviously, I say hazardous waste to an extent. Like, if somebody has a thing of waste oil, then obviously I can take weight. I can take weight away. But
oh, okay.
I have like radioactive waste. Yeah, my insurance doesn't cover that, and I ain't touching it.
Yeah. Exactly.
If that makes sense, what I'm saying.
No, it does. It definitely does. It really does. Okay.
My umbrella. I am very much a business where it operates under the umbrella aspect of where, yes, I do junk removal, I do yard waste removal, I do, like, if there's a down tree, I'm not an arborist, I don't have arborist insurance, I'm not an arborist business.
Right.
But if there's a tree that was down after a storm, I can come clean it up, and I am covered under that.
Okay, perfect. That makes sense. It's not like you're covered to actually remove a tree from its, like, all the way down to the root, is what you're saying.
Yeah, to an extent. I mean, if a tree falls, like, if there's a tree next to the house that somebody wants brought down, and there's a phone and a power line next to it, yeah, that's being an arborist. I am not that. But if there's a storm, if we get a storm and there's a tree that breaks midway up and majority of it's on the ground, I cut it and then I cut back to the stump and I take, and then I can take the stump. Yeah, something like that I am able to do.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying that. All right. So we're on the same page. Okay.
Yep.
And then, now, I see that you also have a Facebook page. Good job on that.
Thank you. I have a Facebook and an Instagram page.
Nice, nice. So you know the importance of social media. So good.
It pays to be young.
Exactly. You know, it's funny you say that because, excuse me, I was talking to a gentleman last week. And I was talking to him about Facebook, and he's like, I don't use Facebook. And I'm like, okay, but your clients do, you know, and social media has really grown for marketing. So you're kind of missing a book of business there. So I kind of had to explain it to him how it works, but good for you. Glad you got that done. What are you currently doing right now, though, to, like, promote the company? Like, what type of online marketing are you currently doing to generate more business? Any type of lead generating services or anything like that, directories?
Yeah. And I have Angie's Lead, and I do, local newspapers and obviously social media.
Perfect. Are you doing Facebook ads by chance?
I did do Facebook ads, but it was kind of haywire-y where, like, people were calling me from California and stuff like that rather than if that makes sense what I'm saying.
No, it does. It does. Okay. So,
I mean,
now,
if you have a way that you're able to make Facebook where Facebook only, like, throughout the state, like,
targets your area. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm perfectly content with that.
Okay. Okay, perfect. How long, now, I know you mentioned local papers. Is that working for, are you getting a book of business off of that? How's that working?
Oh, that's, within reason, that's bread and butter.
Good, good.
Bread and butter, word of mouth. Basically, I'm very open to trying any form of marketing because I have a sustainable business degree and I understand how different variations of marketing can, one, get your name out there, but two, obviously you got to figure out which one is your bread and butter. So obviously for the older people who I deal with, obviously, or majority believe the older people that I deal with, find my ad in the local newspapers.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So, for anybody who says print media is dead, they're lying.
Okay.
But I am definitely not opposed to Google ads at all.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, Home Advisor, Angie Fleet, how long have you been with them now, and how's that working for you?
I've been with them just fairly recently.
Okay.
Like, I think like a week or two.
Oh, wow, so very new. And are you getting leads? Have they started sending you the leads?
Yeah, they've started sending me leads and stuff like that.
Okay. How do you like the process? I mean, how have the leads been so far? I know it's awfully soon, but...
I like it, but the biggest thing is obviously I realize if somebody Googles my name and then they're able to call me personally, it's a lot easier than me having to call somebody and be like, oh, well, you have this.
Right.
The way I get a good chunk of business, majority of my business, is people calling me because I'm very open on, here's what I do, here's what I offer for services, and stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
That's where, obviously, like what you guys do, which is Google, obviously somebody sees my name and you're able to put in this description and the name junk removal and demolition, then obviously that brings it and makes it a little bit easier to where people then can call.
Exactly. And that's the way it's going to work, right? Because the calls, what we do is we ensure that at any moment when they are searching for your particular keywords and search terms, that your company is appearing there on the first page so that you get the calls coming directly to you from the customer.
Right?
Now, we don't charge you per phone call. We don't charge you per job or per click. What we do is we set everything at a fixed flat rate on a monthly basis. Okay?
Perfect.
So, a couple of things the way I want to explain, right? So when you're talking about the local map section, the local map is going to get you found in your zip code and is going to target 15 miles around your zip code is where you'll be found. For us to target outside of that, you would either have to run a Google Ads campaign or Facebook ads. Okay? We manage all of it, right? Now, there are two packages that you can go with, okay? So just to explain to you, the Google Ads, they run on a rotation. You could target specific zip codes. You could target by county. You could target by mile radius. If you wanted to target up to 100 miles, you can do that, okay, with the Google Ads. The Facebook Ads, you could target up to 50 miles. And with the Facebook Ads, we make them unique where we could target an audience by interest, by income level, or by location. So when they're performing that search, whether it's on Google or on Facebook, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear on their desktop, right, as well as on their mobile device. So it'll help you reach a larger clientele base, and we put these call to action buttons on it. If it says call us, when they click on it, they're calling you directly. If it says message us, okay, when they click on it, they're sending you a message through Facebook Messenger, not a text message. If it were to say learn more, then it'll direct them to your website. A lot of our clients have seen really great results with that, okay? So the first package that I'll go over with you is what we call our Platinum package. Now, the Platinum package, what it includes is first page placement in the local map section on Google. We will create content for you on Bing. We're also going to submit you to additional directories that are popular in your area. Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. Those are just to name a few. We're also going to include Facebook ads. Okay? So, again, the Facebook ads, we can target an audience by interest, income level, or location. It'll cover up to 50 miles, okay? And then your website, once it's completed, we want to make sure that your website is also attached where we're listing your business, okay? So once you complete it, provide us the URL. If you have the URL now, we'll make sure that we already have it, and you just let us know, hey, it's ready to go, so that we make sure that it's attached. Now, we'll also include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll give you exposure on mobile devices covering iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So that package pretty much covers all of your bases, okay? Now, this package, I'm going to offer it to you at a new in-business rate, okay? But I'm going to share with you the original cost, just so you know where you're getting the savings, okay?
All right.
Now, it's expensive. I'm not going to lie to you. Typically, this package runs $5.99 a month, and it comes with a $299 setup fee. It's almost a little over $900 to get started, and then $599 every month after. What I'm offering you with the new in-business rate, I'm bringing down your monthly cost to $299 a month. Your setup fee will only be $99, one-time setup fee, okay? So it would make your initial investment for you to get started $398. Every month after that would just be the $299 a month, okay?
Okay.
It goes month to month. Now, the other package, okay, the Premier Platinum, that one includes everything that's included in the first package, except instead of us running Facebook ads, it would have Google ads. If you went with that package typically runs $1,098 a month, okay, with a $299 setup fee. So it's like about $1,300, right, the original cost. I can give you that package at a discounted rate of $499 a month with the $99 setup fee. So that one you're looking at $598 to get started, and then $499 every month after that. That would be with the one that includes Google ads, not the Facebook ads. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, I would recommend starting with the Facebook ad package. That would be my recommendation. The reason that I say that, and the reason that I say that, Blake, is because social media is really taken off, and I think in your line of industry and the area that you're covering now, it's better for you to start with the package, the first package we discussed. Now, that doesn't mean that if later on down the line, you know, you're generating more business and more revenue, if you ever want to upgrade to the Google Ads, you can at any time, right?
Right. Yep.
But I would recommend going with a package that includes the Facebook ads, because it's a lot better conversion rate. When you compare it to the Google ads, across all industries, Facebook ads is about a 9% conversion rate. When you compare it to Google ads across all industries is a 4%. So it's almost double when you're doing the Facebook ads. Okay?
Right. Yep.
So that's my recommendation.
Yep, perfect. Now, does that mean I can't post to my Facebook page, or?
Oh, no. So listen, your post, you can do posting on your Facebook page. What we're going to be running is the Facebook ads, okay?
Okay.
So you can do your own post, but the Facebook ads itself, we're going to be managing those. So you don't need to do Facebook ads on your own, because we're going to be doing it on our end. But any of your posts that you want to update, like if you want to do posting on your Facebook page, go for it. Yeah, absolutely. You've done some great posting on here. I'm seeing all the pictures of the work that you've done. So the quality work, I'm going to tell you, Blake, is there, right?
Thank you.
And we need people to see that. You know, they're on the first page of Google. We definitely need them to see that.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you think? You want to give it a shot? This way we can prove it to you?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to be sending you two emails. Okay. I do see on your Facebook page that there is an email, Shorty Junk Removal, but removal is spelled R-E-M-V, REMOV, and then there's an EL.
Yep.
At gmail.com. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, first thing I'm doing right now is I'm sending you two emails. Okay. The first email, and they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. It's going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. It's going to have everything included that I mentioned that's included in our package with the price of $299 a month with a $99 setup. Okay? So let me get that first one sent over to you. Now, the second one that I'm sending you is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. You're also going to have a tracking and reporting system with this program. You're going to be able to track all the keywords you're listed for, view your campaigns, the clicks that you're receiving, how many phone calls you got from new customers. So I'm sending you an overview of the reporting system just so that you can get familiar with it.
Okay.
Okay. And then on this number that we're speaking on, Blake, you can also receive text messages, right, to this number?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm also going to send you over three text messages. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like to provide my information just so you have it.
All right.
So I'm sending you my name with my number and my extension. The second text that you're going to receive is going to have the number to our client support. Anytime, Blake, that you have a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you are going to contact customer service, okay? Now, we are here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. That is Pacific Standard Time. I believe you guys are 3 hours ahead of us, right? It's 11:41. Okay. So for you, we're here 10 to 7. Okay.
Perfect. All right. That makes it a lot easier because obviously it's a lot easier for me to do phone calls and stuff like this at night. Obviously.
Exactly. So we're definitely here for your time. We're here 10 in the morning to 7 in the evening. Now, the third text that I'm going to send you is going to be a link to a YouTube video, okay? That video is about 6 minutes long, but please watch the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and log in to view your reports, okay, just so that you can get familiar with it, all right? Now, your first name, Blake, for the account purpose, you spell it B-L-A-K-E, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And what's your last name?
K-H-A-Y.
K-H-A-Y or Hey, H-A-Y?
H-A-Y.
Got it. Hey. Okay. Now, the number that clients will contact you on, and this is the number we can reach you at, is the 207-380-7657.
Yep. That's
okay.
Right.
Now, the company name, the way it should be reading, is Shorties with an apostrophe S, cleanup, the and symbol, debris, removal, and do you want the LLC included?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Google's going to send you a PIN code. Okay, it's going to come in the mail. It's going to look like a postcard, right? The PIN code is what's going to make you a red dot on the map. Now, I do need an address where they're going to mail it to. It cannot be a P.O. box, just a FYI.
Okay.
17?
17. 17. Elm Street.
Uh-huh.
Apartment 402.
Apartment 402. And you said Elm Street, E-L-M, right?
E-L-M.
Got it. And that's in Damariscotta?
Yeah.
And the zip code, is it 04543 is what it's coming up as?
Yeah, 04543.
Perfect. And I'm assuming that that's your residence, so I'm going to have the address hidden so that it doesn't appear on Google.
That'd be great. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. Yeah, I always ensure that. So 17 Elm Street, apartment 402, the Mariscotta, Maine 04543. Okay,
yep.
Awesome. All right. And then now the URL, do you know the domain for your website by chance?
I don't. I said, I'm still in the infancy part of it, but...
Okay.
That's why I asked them, in the future.
Well, here's the thing. You know, let me tell you, okay? If you haven't purchased a domain or anything like that, right, you're in the works of it.
Yep.
If, do you think it's going to take you longer than, like, two weeks?
Yeah.
Why don't we do this? I'm going to go an extra mile for you, okay? I want you to have some type of website for now. So I'm going to include a website. Now, it's a landing page. It's a one-page, five-tab. I'm not going to charge you additional for it. I'm going to include it. It'll be a temporary one. Until yours is done and completed, you let us know, and then we'll switch it out.
All right, perfect.
Why don't we do that, okay? Just so you have something in the meantime. And it's not going to cost you more. I'll include it, okay?
Perfect, thank you.
Okay. Awesome. Now, for the billing information, Blake, the card that you're using
yep.
today for the payment, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Has the business name and my name on it.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? Is it just Blake K, or is there a middle initial?
It is.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
It reads Blake P. Hay.
Okay. Is it the same billing address, the 17 Elm Street?
Yeah.
Okay. And how does the company name read on there?
Shorty, no apostrophe with the S.
Okay.
And then it says C, the little and symbol. D, and then removal, LLC.
Okay. And I'll repeat it back to you. So it reads as Shorty's without the apostrophe.
Yep.
And then it's going to be capital C, and then the
yep.
and symbol, and then
yep.
a capital D, and then removal,
yep.
LLC.
Yep.
Okay. They shortened it up for you, huh?
Yeah. I said when I got the card, I said, look, my nickname is Shorty. That's why it's called Shorty.
Okay.
I needed to say something other than Shorty on it.
Yeah.
Because I had cards on the past that when I was growing up that said Shorty on them from my bank, and I'm like, look, I needed to
You're like,
say,
listen.
Like, I needed something other than just Shorty on it.
Right. Yes, you know, my husband calls me Shorty.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I say? Hey, better things come in smaller packages.
Absolutely.
That's what I tell him all the time. My husband's almost 6'3", and I'm like 4'11 and a half. He says,
wow.
You always got to put that half in it, right? And I said, I sure do.
Yep. Absolutely.
And then, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's Visa.
Okay. And then, what is the card number when you're ready, Blake?
4496190003950.
I'm going to repeat it back to you just for accuracy. 4496190003950. Correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Expiration month and year?
05/25.
05 of the year 25. And what's the CVV code on the back?
491.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Blake, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification. Now, the reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. What it's going to do, Blake, is...
Yep.
Go ahead.
I just... Because I've gotten so much info. What is the final cost going to be? It's $299 a month, which I get that.
Yeah, $299 a month, but the first payment that we're making today is going to be $398 because it includes the $99 setup fee, okay?
Okay.
Now, every month after that, and I'm going to read that in the voice verification just so you know, okay? So yep. All of our packages, what the company asks is that you at least stick it out 2 months, okay? So we call it a two-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to read all of that in the voice verification. In the voice verification, what it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we will send in writing with your invoice. It's going to go over the billing date, the amount. If you choose to cancel, you just call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged. So it's going to go over all of that, okay?
All right.
Now, when I'm walking you through it, okay, Blake, if there is something that you don't understand, you stop me and you just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that before we even process your payment that you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Blake, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Shorty's Cleanup and Debris Removal, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Blake Hay, and I am the owner.
Are you authorized, Blake, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, just be aware that you might get a call from another company trying to sell you another type of product, online product, right? They are not associated with Local Splash. We will never call you to ask you for more money. Okay, so just be aware.
Yep.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just to explain to you on this one, because I like to explain it anyways, we are not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. Before you do, give us a call so that we can reference it and make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay? That's what that means. Okay? Of course.
Yep.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 9th, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your next payment will be made on September 9th, 2022 in the discounted amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the discounted amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, 877-635-6225. And then you'll hit the number 8. That's the number that I sent you in the text message, okay, for client support. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay, so this way you're not charged, all right? That's if you were to cancel or pause your subscription with us, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Blake, is I'm going to update the package, and then I'll process the payment. And the next minute, you're going to receive your receipt. We send it both to your email, and we'll also send it to you in a text message, okay? The next thing that I want to do is I want to schedule your client interview. This is super important. This interview is going to be conducted over the phone. You don't need to be in front of a computer. However, we're going to block out an hour. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. But in the client interview, you're going to speak with one of our technicians, and they're going to talk to you about the website that we're going to build for you until yours is done, okay? They're going to talk to you about your keywords, your search terms. They're going to go over your Facebook ads. So this is where the magic is going to happen, okay?
Yep.
The sooner we get you through this, the faster we're moving. So I like to schedule it if you have time today.
Yeah, can we do it? Can we do it, like around 6 o'clock tonight?
Let me tell you the times that I have available. Okay.
Okay.
So for today, the latest time that I have available for today would be 4 to 5. Okay. Any time that I give you is based off of your time zone. 4 to 5 would be the latest appointment I have today. Tomorrow, I have appointments starting from 10 to 11 all through the day. The latest is 6 to 7 tomorrow.
That,
do you want tomorrow? Okay.
Yep.
Perfect. So I'm going to just set you up for tomorrow. They are going to call you from an 877 number. So you're going to receive a calendar invite to your email. You don't need to do anything with it. It's going to show you that your appointment is going to be between 6 and 7 o'clock. So they'll call you within that hour. You're also going to receive an reminder, okay, an hour before your client interview letting you know, Blake, that it's coming up. Just a friendly reminder, okay? So let me do that. And then let me see here. I want to make sure I get that email to you. And then we're just going to go over a couple of notes. I probably need like maybe about 4 more minutes. I want to make sure that we notate specifics, so that the technician knows where to start from, okay? So I know we talked about junk removal, debris removal. What are some other specifics that you want me to notate on there? Is this for both commercial and residential, or do you have a preference?
Both.
Both? Okay. All right.
Demolition, too.
Demolition, uh-huh. I saw on your Facebook it said waste management.
Yeah, like if somebody wants trash picked up, I can do that.
Okay. Do you want me to notate waste management in that way, or?
No.
Okay. All right. And then demolition, debris removal. Okay. They will go over more in detail with you, but I just kind of wanted to give them a general idea.
Right.
And remember, you can change these at any time or update them. It doesn't cost you more to do that. And then I got your Facebook page link. Do you have photos? What about a business logo? Do you have one?
not other than what's on my business card.
Okay. If you need us to build you a business logo, it doesn't cost you more. It's included. Do you want me to have them create one for you and you can give them ideas? It's totally up to you.
Yeah, I'm all set for the moment.
You're all set? Okay, so I'll say has business logo. And then how far do you want to target? Do you want to target up to the 50 miles that the Facebook ads covers?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your preference when it comes to method of contact? Phone calls, text messages, and emails, all three, phone and text. What's your preference?
Phone.
Phone? Okay.
Yeah, phone or text.
Messages. Phone or text? Okay,
yeah.
Phone and text. All right. And then I know that you're insured. Is license required where you're at or in the process? It's not a requirement.
What? Like license in general?
Are you licensed and insured for the business?
Yeah, yes, I have insurance.
Perfect.
I'm
and what
a
are
full,
your...
I'm a full...
What was that?
I'm a full-on business. I have insurance and everything.
Awesome. What are your hours of operation?
To an extent, 24/7.
Okay. Do you want me to put like Monday through Saturday, just like a 7 to 5 or anything like that?
Yeah.
You're like, listen, I'm just trying to get all the money I can, right?
Yeah, to an extent. But like I said, it varies depending on the job. On the
okay.
Jobs, really.
Do you want me to put 24/7?
No.
Or I could just put open.
Oh, yeah, open.
Open. And what forms of payments do you accept? Cash, check,
cash,
Venmo, Zelle?
Cash, check.
Uh-huh. What about Zelle? Do you do Zelle?
No.
Cash App, Venmo, PayPal?
I do Venmo.
Venmo? Okay, perfect. Now, this also comes, if you want, with a tracking number. It doesn't cost you additional. The tracking number is what they would see instead of seeing your actual phone number, but it'll be linked to your number. It does come with a app that you can download from the App Store. It allows you to actually track your phone calls and your messages, and also you can block spam calls that might come through. Would you be interested in a tracking number, or do you want to just keep it as your phone number being listed?
Just keep it as my phone number.
Okay. And then, let's see here. I got that. Okay, got all of that. We're going to do you the temporary website. Once yours is completed, make sure you provide us the URL so that we can switch it out. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
And then the last thing I will do, just two more things I need to go over with you. In your emails or in your text messages, I need you to find the receipt. It'll say initial invoice. And it'll start off by saying, Dear Blake P. Hay, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yep, I got the link.
Awesome. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms on there?
Yep.
When you open it up, okay, click on that. Now it's going to take you to a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on that page?
Yeah.
Okay. On that same page, you're going to scroll all the way down to the very bottom. There's going to be a box for you to type in your name. Before you do that, though, there is a box right above it to the left, and it says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. So by you clicking in that little box, you're saying that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment.
Yep.
And then you're going to type your name in the signature box as it reads. Do not put a period after the P, just Blake P. Hay. And then you're going to click on confirm signature. When you do that, you should see it asking you for a username and a password.
Yep.
You see that there? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So we don't have your username or password yet because they're going to create it. So in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive this link in an email, a username, and a password. You can update the password to a password of your choice, okay? This is why I want you to watch that video, because it's going to walk you through on how you go in and log in to see all your reports. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the last thing I'm going to go over with you. So tomorrow, your client interview, they're going to call you between 6 and 7 o'clock. They will call you from an 877 number. Make sure you answer all calls within that hour. We will also send you a reminder an hour before to let you know what's coming up in the next hour. You don't need to be in front of a computer, okay, but they're basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, talking to you about the website, Facebook ads, and so forth, okay? Once it's completed, okay, we're moving. We're getting things going here already. So within 6 to 10 days, be on the lookout. You're going to receive a postcard. It almost looks like a postcard in the mail coming from Google. That postcard is going to have a PIN code. It's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So if anyone gets the mail before you do, tell them it is not junk mail. Do not throw it away. Okay? We need that PIN code. Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed within all the directories, and we're also going to send in your login credentials to start logging in and viewing your reports. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be up and running. We're going to send you the website because it'll be completed. Review it first. Let us know if there's changes to be made before we have it go live. Okay? Now, typically, what it does state in the terms and conditions is that the first page placement on Google, it can take between 30 to 45 days. However, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it, Blake, at times where it's happened sooner. So once you get that PIN code, get it to us ASAP. And you could either, the technician will tell you, you could either text in and they'll provide you either a way to text it to us or to call in with it, okay? So as these things are being completed, we're going to send you notifications, keeping you in the loop when you're live in the Facebook ads, the directories, on the first page of Google. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these things are being completed, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Any other questions for me before I let you go about your day? I think I've taken enough of your time.
Everything's all good. I'll keep a lookout for that panel.
Awesome.
I'll give you guys a shout when I get it.
Absolutely. Okay, you enjoy the rest of your day now.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye.